From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Barack Obama today released a more than $3.5 trillion spending plan that will raise taxes for the richest Americans while also laying the groundwork for universal health care. The plan also forecasts the biggest deficit since World War II, upwards of $1.75 trillion for the current fiscal year, something the president acknowledged in announcing his new budget.
Having inherited a $1 trillion deficit that will take a long time for us to close, we need to focus on what we need to move the economy forward, not on what's nice to have.
Proposed spending package would be for FY 2010, which begins October 1st and is likely to be expanded upon when a more detailed plan is unveiled in April. While raising taxes for families with earnings of more than $250,000 a year would make permanent a middle-class tax cut. Some more data out today showing weakness in the U.S. economy. New jobless claims jumped to a 26-year high. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
There were 667,000 people looking for unemployment benefits for the first time last week, the most since 1982. Though the labor force was smaller then, there are now more than 5 million people receiving jobless benefits. Meanwhile, companies are cutting back on equipment purchases at a faster rate than analysts expected. Nigel Galt is an economist with IHS Global Insight.
The speed at which things are happening, the speed of the deterioration is what's alarming. And the fact that they're really isn't any sign of any light at the end of the tunnel at the moment.
Galt says eventually the government stimulus and bailout efforts should take hold and turn the economy around, but he says the latest numbers make it seem unlikely that a recovery will get underway until 2010. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
General Motors executives are in Washington today amid more steep losses. The carmaker says it lost $9.6 billion in the fourth quarter. NPR's Giles Snyder has that story.
Top GM executives are meeting with the Obama administration's auto task force. They're talking about GM's restructuring plans and additional government help. GM has been keeping itself afloat with emergency loans from the government. That assistance has totaled more than $13 billion so far, and GM says it needs up to $30 billion to stay out of Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. 2008 was a difficult year for GM and automakers in general. GM says it suffered its second biggest annual loss, nearly $31 billion for the year. Plus, it burned through more than $6 billion in cash in the year's final 3 months. GM says its auditors could question the company's ability to continue operations when its annual report is issued next month, but the carmaker says that could depend on whether GM gets more government loans. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 88 points today to close at 7,182. The NASDAQ Composite was down 33 points. The S&P 500 fell 12 points today to close at 752. This is NPR News in Washington. According to the mayor of a Dutch town near the Amsterdam airport, 4 Americans were among the 9 people killed in the crash of a Turkish Airlines jet this week. The mayor says the families of the victims have all been notified, but names are not being released until all of the bodies have been formally identified. Investigators are still trying to determine what caused the Boeing 737-800 to crash in a muddy field as it was coming in for a landing. A total of 135 people were on board the plane. Crumbling economy has claimed the first major metropolitan daily newspaper. Scripps Company has announced the Rocky Mountain News will publish its final edition tomorrow. NPR's David Folkenflik reports.
Scripps CEO Rich Baney told staffers at the Rocky, quote, "While you were out doing your part, the business model changed and you became a victim." The Rocky Mountain News has been a feisty tabloid competitor to the broadsheet Denver Post. For the past 8 years, the two papers have shared business expenses. But Scripps says the news lost $16 million last year, and it couldn't find a viable buyer. Papers in San Francisco and Seattle are also in peril, while the Los Angeles Times, the Minneapolis Star Tribune, and the Philadelphia Inquirer are working under bankruptcy protection. Scripps says the paper's masthead archives and website are for sale, but the online story announcing the paper's demise has a cruel teaser in bold, encouraging readers to, quote, subscribe to the Rocky Mountain News. Its newsroom gets to put out one more edition. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
Senators signed off on legislation that would give residents of the nation's capital a vote in the Congress. The measure approved by the Senate today would give the district a vote in the House of Representatives, at the same time offsetting what would be an almost certain gain for Democrats by adding one seat in Republican-leaning Utah. House takes up the measure next week. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.